man is insane. Well, you want some sanity, do you? That's what we're ready for now. And I'm here to give it to you. I'm the old codger filling in today for Thomas Edison's attic. That's right. I play nothing but 78 RPM records like they're going out of style. And you know, I have not been on in the radio in a while. I developed this weird skin rash. And it goes away immediately after I host a program on WFMU. And I was looking mighty blotchy these past few months. So I asked my doctor about it, Dr. Lewis Skinbergstein Fischowitz, or something, whatever his name is. And he did some tests, and he found that there was nothing physically wrong with me. He thought that for a man of my age, I was lucky I hadn't already been fully digested by maggots and born again for the seventh time. Well, anyway, I only have an hour. Oh, down to 59 minutes already. I've wasted one precious minute of airtime when I could be playing a glorious 78 RPM record. So, we start out this week with an old platter from Mr. Fats Waller.
Back home, Tinane, to the land of the beautiful queen. I'm going back home to my baby. I'm going back to New Orleans. Wanna see Nan Nan, my pa Ran, who's Ann, and my ma and pa. Gonna plant my feet on Rampart Street and be there for the Mardi Gras. I've been to Cuba, South American way. I've been to Europe, Mexico, it's okay. Over in France, the chicks are really fine. I get my thrill below the Mason-Dixon line. Going back home, Tina, never, never more will I roam. Gonna get my fill of gumbo filet, cause New Orleans is my home. To the land of the beautiful queen. I'm going back home to my baby. I'm going back to New Orleans. Gonna get me crawfish, jambalaya, red beans, and some fine praline. Gonna get some loving that will satisfy back home in New Orleans.
All you got what I want.
I believe I have.
Now give it to me, Daddy. Cause you got what I want.
I bet a man I got it.
Now my love come down and I'm all alone. Want the kind of loving that'll make me moan. Daddy, you got what I want.
Jonah, the Lord help
me. All you got what I want.
Oh, no.
Now give it to me, Daddy. Cause you got what I want.
Lord help.
Oh, talk to me, Daddy, so nice and sweet. You got something that can't be beat, and it's just what I want.
Oh, I got everything.
Oh, it's just what I want.
Lord help.
You can give it to me, Daddy, cause it's just what I want. Now you got a little house just over on the hill. You get all your whiskey straight from the still, and it's just what I want.
Oh, a little drink wouldn't hurt right now.
Oh, it's just what I want.
Plenty of soda water in it, you know.
Now you give it to me, Daddy, cause you got what I want. Ah, play that thing now. Well, you ain't good looking, but I don't care.
No.
You got what women crave most everywhere, and you got what I want.
I know I have something.
Oh, you got what I want. Now you give it to me, Daddy, cause you got what I want.
Lord, have mercy on me.
Now don't keep me crying for you so long.
Oh,
you know I want it. What are you waiting on?
Nothing.
Oh, you got what I want.
I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna try.
Oh, you know what I want.
Lord, have mercy.
You can give it to me, Daddy, cause you got what I want.
Yeah, that was Blind Blake. And, let's see, singing with Blind Blake was Irene Scruggs. She was known as Chocolate Brown. And the song was called you got what I want. And of course, me, Courtney T. Edison, your godson, I've got what you want, if you tuned in. No, I don't have any insane political theories. Like the guy who was on before me, I just have some fine music. Some great old 78 RPM records. Yes, I know that's redundant. Old 78s. They're all old. They just ain't making them anymore. But I got so many of them. They could let me program this station for a full year. Every day. Every hour. And I'd never have to play the same song twice. That's how many 78 RPM records I had in my bunker back in East Orange, New Jersey. I still live there. Springdale Avenue in the bunker. Well, anyway, we heard from Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers with Going Back to New Orleans. Fats Waller, Handful of Keys. Courtney T. Edison is my name. I fill in every so often for the Antique Phonograph Hour, Thomas Edison's Attic. I'll be on next week, too, as a matter of fact. And you know, we just heard some great blues from Blind Blake. You know, some of you may recall Muggsy Long. Muggsy was known as the Sausage Grinder. He was director of the U.S. Blues Administration during the Depression. He regulated music in the Chicago and the Mississippi Delta regions during the 1930s. Muggsy Long set the 32-bar standard. He passed many rulings on guitar styles, you know, which ones qualified as blues and which ones were disqualified. And he adjudicated disputes between blues singers who accused other blues singers of stealing their songs. And he was also a pioneer in the fight against global warming caused by blue house gases, which those blue house gases were emitted in the 1960s and 70s by lousy, bearded, long-haired hippies from Rhode Island trying to sing the blues like they were born into a family of sharecroppers. Well, Muggsy saved the planet. He saved the planet. So cretins like those on WFMU, the staff here, could ruin it with their noxious emissions. And by that I mean all the other programming on this godforsaken wilderness of a radio station. There's very little good music on the station, you know, very little. And they've given me some time now to present some. So, back to the gloriousness of 78 RPM surface noise. Yeah, yes, here's the Gearsdorf Sisters.
Thank you. many skies have turned to gray, because we're far apart, far apart. Many moons have passed away, and still she's in my heart.
Was wissen ihr, was Liebe ist, wenn alles man im Rausch vergisst, was jemals vorher war? Was wissen ihr von Leidenschaft, verschwendend alle Blut und Kraft, so heiß, so wunderbar? Vergessenheit und Seligkeit, jeder Tollheit neu bereit, mach mich, dein Mund, dein Kuss. Jetzt, wo du mich nicht mehr verstehst, und wahr ist, dass du von mir gehst, ist Schluss, für mich ist Schluss. Nur eine Stunde, die dank ich dir. An deinem Munde, die gehört nur mir. Du von Liebe. Ich sah dich an, du sagtest ewig, und wir glaubten daran, dass uns das Leben so viel Schönes wird geben. Wollten alle Menschen leben und ganz selig sein, nur zu zweit eine Stunde, die dank ich dir an deinem Munde, die gehörte nur
woke up this morning, looked outdoors. I can tell my milk cow, I can tell by the way she lows. If you see my milk cow, please drive her on home. 'Cause I ain't had no milk and butter, ooh, since my cow's been gone. Well, you got to treat me right, day by day. Get out your little prayer book, get out on your knees and pray, 'cause you gon' need my help someday. Yeah, you're going to be sorry, ooh, you treat me this way. Yeah, beat it, brother, beat it. Sun look good going down. Well, good evening. Don't that sun look good going down? Now, don't your bed look lonesome when your lover ain't around? I've tried everything, baby, to get along with you. And now I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop crying and leave you alone. If you don't believe I'm leaving, you can count the days I'm gone. 'Cause you won't see my sweet face no more. Yeah, you'll just be wondering, baby, when this world I'm gone.
I'ma tell you what the poor boy done. Left since night about 9:30. Got the Newport News for dinner time. For dinner time. That's for dinner time. Got the Newport News for dinner time. Now Cassie Jones said before he died, he'd fix the road so a bum could ride. And every ride he had to ride the rod. Wrist is hard in the hand of God, hand of God, and the hand of God. And the wrist is hard and the hand of God. Now the little girl says, Mom, is that a fact? Papa got killed on the icy track. Yes, yes, honey, but hold your breath. Get that money from your daddy's death, from your daddy's death, from your daddy's death. You'll get money. Your daddy's death. Don't your daddy's death. From your daddy's death. You'll get money from your daddy's death. When the news reached town, Cassie Jones was dead. Women went home and outed out in red. Slipping and sliding all across the streets with the loose Mother Hubbard in his stocking feet. Stocking feet. Stocking feet. Mother Hubbard and his stocking feet. Now Cassie Jones went from place to place. Another train hit his train right in the face. People got off, but Cassie Jones stayed on. Nigel Bone Eastman, but he dead and gone. Dead and gone. He's dead and gone. He's a Nigel Bone Eastman, but he dead and gone. Here come the biggest boy coming right from school. Hollin' and crying like a doggone fool. Look at mama's out, but papa dead. Women's going on and out and out in red. No good shoes in the evening gown. Falling papa to the barren ground. To the barren ground. To the barren ground. Falling papa down to the barren ground. Now tell the truth, mommy says, is that a fact? Papa got killed on the IC track. Quit crying, boy, and don't do that. You got another daddy on the same damn track, on the same track. On the same track. Say, you got another daddy on the same track.
Man, the artist's name was Jesse James on that one, and he was singing the song called Southern Casey Jones. So, let's see. Oh, sorry, hit the microphone there. We heard Johnny Lee Wills and his boys doing the Milk Cow Blues. And the Raymond Scott Orchestra did the Highland Swing, and Pola Negri, great actress, did Nur Eine Stunde. Let's see, I also heard from the Giersdorf sisters doing In a Little Spanish Town. I'm Courtney. Joel Kaiser filled in for Dad. Who the hell they got me filled in for tonight? I forget. I think it's Thomas Edison's attic. Playing 78, like to go out of style. Yes, I've got shoes older than you. Oh, but my third set of dentures are younger than you. Yes, I did. Take it here. Pop here, my cigar. Rancho Malario. It's the one that I prefer. I want to say hello to my friends. Red Butler's out there. Molasses Hathaway. My girlfriend, Rapunzel Blossom Moskowitz. Yes, Blossom. Hello. Woody Fishcakes Clooney. And, of course, Rummy Delbarton. He's out there. I know he's by the radio listening to the old codger. And we've got a treat here. Rummy's, this is quite a surprise for Rummy. He doesn't remember he gave me this record. It's him. I got a recording of that Rummy Delbarton made many, many years ago. He's singing. And he wrote the song, too. He wrote the song about Hollywood. So Rummy had been in Hollywood, and he saw what went on there. And he was shocked by the behavior of the people in Hollywood. So, and he was reading about it in the tabloids. The disgusting behavior of celebrities. So he wrote this song about Hollywood, and it had a very, very elaborate storyline, but Rummy felt it was too explicit. It wasn't subtle enough, you know. When you're dealing with Hollywood, you want to be subtle. So what he did was he cut out some of the lyrics, and then he kept simplifying the lyrics, and the story got simpler and simpler until Rummy felt that his song about Hollywood, the lyrics had conveyed the proper sense of understatement. Very important understatement. He wanted the message of the song to be, I think the word he used was enigmatic. Yes, Rummy knows words like enigmatic. So, and he wanted the lyrics to be open to your interpretation, the interpretation of the listeners. So he wanted so you could hear it and decide for yourself whether you thought Rummy's outlook about Hollywood was a valid one. Well, I think he succeeded. He ended up with sort of a musical Zen koan. And I think you'll find his lyrics were very, very insightful. And I think you'll agree that his lyrics are very concise. So there are some very deep perceptions included in this song. But again, it's open to interpretation. So here's a song by Rummy Delbarton.
In Hollywood. Believe me, I don't know what to say with these old men that we got today. Believe me, I don't know what to say with these old men that we got today. Oh, when they see a young girl, they fixing the tie, sending pretty kiss and making sweet eyes. Old man, it's time for you to go. Mighty France, you wouldn't leave the young girls alone. Friends, it is a shame at night you will meet so many old men all about the street. Well, you can see them walking about the town, looking for what they never put down. Friends, it is an awful disgrace for a young girl to kiss them on the old face. And it is time for they to go home. By the France, they wouldn't leave the young girls alone. But these old men today, they're too fresh. They wash down the young, they can't see a dress. In the youthful days, friends, they make their name and believe they want to come back again. But if I had the will of them, I'll give them a lash, cause they die in the also they mustache. Old men, it's time for you to go home. Read your Bible and leave the young girls alone. To hear them with the old talk, chunks, mama, toy, that is when they bar talking the young boys. To stop one side, you will hear the knave. Better I be your darling than a young boy slave. But the first one of them only get me red, I'm going to up with me pui and bust the ball head. Old man, it's time for you to go. Mighty France, you wouldn't leave the young girls alone. They got the young girls now to the creed, giving them everything that they need. For you can hear them with the absurdity, do let us join in matrimony. And when they join with them only laugh, they will boast how they make their name with your craft. Young boys, you better see for yourself, otherwise they're going to leave you up on the shelf. Let us be growler.
Said an old man to a good-looking girl, well, I've been around this big wide world. That home on the hill, well, honey, that's mine. I've got the money and got lots of time. I'm not too old to cut the mustard anymore. I can still get around like I did before. So come along with me, my sweet, sweet hon. I'm an old, old man searching for fun. What I can do now, most young men can't. There's not a town this a boy can't paint. I can make all the clubs just any old night. I may be a little old, but I'm doing all right. Just wanna have fun, have someone along to help me spend my money. Cause you don't live but once, so please understand that I'm an old, old man trying to live all I can. And I won't give in, we'll have fun, man alive. And we'll honky-tonk all the night long. I'm just an old man that don't want to go home.
mama, mom. M-O-P-P, mama, mama, M. M-O. M-O-P. M-O-P-P, mama, mom.
That's a great old 78 there from Henry Red Allen called Get the Map. That's Get the Mop. And Lefty Frizzell before that. Wait, I'm an old, old man. Just trying to live while I can. Yes, that speaks for me. I always put out the call to younger women out there. Get in touch with me. The codger is available. I know Blossom is my girlfriend, but she's very, what's the word? Progressive. Yeah. She's been that way since 1920, you know. So if you're a younger woman, you know, age 45 or 50, well, get in touch with me, okay? But just remember, I ain't messing with no 40-year-old jailbait. So if you're underage, please do not contact me. I've had several run-ins with the law with two young women. So if you're 45 or 50, that's fine. Younger women, love them. Yes, well, we heard the Growler. He did a song called Old Man. And Remy Delbarton, which is Hollywood Gone. Pretty good, eh? Yes, I thought it was a very subtle take on the debauchery that goes on in Hollywood. Remy, we salute you. Very good. I know you're out there listening. You're probably gathered around the Cathedral Radio, listening to the old codger, Courtney T. Edison on WFMU, filling in for Antique Phonograph Hour, or Edison's Attic, I forget which one. I'll be on next week, too. They got me 2 weeks in a row. Yes. Well, I was on in August, filling in for one of those programs. I played a record by the Cook Sisters called something about Where the Cotton Grows, and I got a letter from a fella by the name of David Garrick wrote me a letter. He says, I noticed with interest that you recently played one of my favorite one-hit wonder recording artists, the Cook Sisters. I'm very interested to see if you have any additional information on the Cook Sisters. I have a 1920s personality website, I don't know what that is, and would like to present the sisters there, but I have zero information on them other than the cotton sheet music with the photo. What do you know about these gals? Signed, David Garrick. Well, David, if you're out there listening, I don't know much about the Cook Sisters. I knew their granddaddy, Orson Cook. He was a bootlegger in Ohio. Orson began his bootlegging operation in the early 1880s. This was almost 40 years before Prohibition. Orson Cook was what they'd used to refer to many years ago as an early adopter. He had his bootlegging operation fully operational and ready for the passage of the 18th Amendment several decades before it was proposed. He was a very forward-looking man, what we call a visionary, Orson Cook. That's all I know about the Cook sisters and her family. So, well, we've got some other sisters here on Courtney T. Edison, here to the Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir, here on WFMU. Here are the Trix sisters on 78 RPM Record.
Yeah. that I could holler like a mountain jack. Go up on the mountain, or see where to me back. I lied about my tune. Only thing I pray. I lied about my tune. Only thing I pray. Something about me Judy can't understand. He's like a boy, but I'm a full grown man. I'm wild about my Judy. Only thing I dream. I'm wild about my Judy. Only thing I pray.
Children's in the backyard playing in the sand. I run and tell your mama, yet a new gray man. I got your eyes for new gray.
Of course, Ice Cold New Grape is a proud sponsor of the Old Codger program, despite the fact that some people here allege that this is a non-commercial station. I don't see it that way. I've got to pay the bills, my bills. So, I sell airtime to the sponsors, and I want you to go out and buy their products. So go out and have an Ice Cold New Grape. Right now, well, we have a couple of more commercials. I have to fit them in sometime in this hour because these people paid good money for the airtime. So please patronize the following proud sponsors of the Old Codger program.
Woodrow, go to Woodrow, go, go to Woodrow, Woodrow, the famous store for men.
If you drop in once,
you'll stop in again. If you want to look neat, just get on your feet and go right down to Woodrow for a shirt or a tie that'll catch a gal's eye. You won't go wrong at Woodrow. You'll find slippers you can patter in and a brand new hat that's flattering. Rainwear, sportswear, just to mention a smattering.
So,
go, go, go to Woodrow. Go, go, go to Woodrow. Go, go, go. Take a smart step in a smart shoe. Try an A.S. Beck creation. It's the right step in value to one price. What a sensation. Such wonderful leather, glamorous style. And when it comes to fit, why, your feet will really smile. Say, most of the ladies on Fifth Avenue make A.S. Beck their favorite shoe.
The ocean, you might go across the deep blue sea, but mama, you'll never find another hot shot like me. I followed my baby from the station to the train, and the blues came down like dark night showers of rain. I left her at the station, wringing her hands and crying. I told her she had a home just as long as I got mine.
That makes me feel so good, baby.
I've got two women, and you can't tell them apart. I got one in my bosom, the other one in my heart.
Now I'm gonna punch you in the nose.
The one in my bosom, she's in Tennessee. And the one in my heart don't even give a darn for me.
I'm gonna find that one in Tennessee.
I used to say a married woman, what the sweetest woman ever was born. But I've changed that thing, you better let married women alone.
How come?
Take my advice, let these married women be. Or their husband will grab you and beat you ragged as a cedar tree.
I hear run like the devil if you do.
When a woman says she love you, about good as she do herself, I don't pay her no attention till that same lie to somebody else.
I won't, baby, take me until you can do better.
I really don't believe no woman in the whole round world do right. Act like an angel in the daytime, miss but each at night.
Baby, try and believe in me, I'll treat you right.
I'm going, pretty mama, please don't break this rule. That's why I'm searching these deserts for the blue.
Don't go.
I'm going, pretty mama, searching these deserts now. That's why I'm walking my baby home anyhow.
You make me feel like crying when you talk like that.
Sure enough, that's too bad, baby. Lord, oh Lord, Lordy, Lordy, Lord. Oh Lordy, Lord, Lord. When a woman says she love you, about good as she do herself, I don't pay her no attention till that same lie to somebody else.
I haven't got anyone else to tell it to, baby.
I'm goodbye, Mama. I'm going to leave you.
Stay with me, Daddy.
Lord, 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 Lord.
And that was Blind Willie McTell. That, despite the name, he wasn't actually blind. That was his name. He was christened Blind. And Willie was his middle name. And McTell, of course, was the family name. So, Blind is what they called him. It was his name. Hey, Blind! Anyway, he was searching the desert for the blues in that song. Before that, Blind Blake, he really was blind. That was just a nickname. And he did the Tootie Blues. And the Trick Sisters, did, where is my mire? And, what else? Henry Red Allen, get the mop. Maybe that was before. I don't remember. Anyway, I got to get out of here. Coming up next, this is your concert, by the way. I'll be here next week filling in for the Antique Phonograph Hour. I want to thank Jerry and his uncle, Uncle Thomas Edison, for letting me fill in today. Play 78 RPM records. I could go out of style. Yes. So, coming up next is Dave Spazberg or something. I forget the Spaskin. He's doing a tribute or something to the hardest working man in show business. Well, the hardest working man in show business was Mae West. You might be interested to know, despite what some people want to think. Anyway, stay tuned for him. This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope. The old codger says goodbye.
Born in Augusta, Georgia, James Brown. Born in Augusta, Georgia, James Brown. Born in Augusta, Georgia, he was a poor little shoeshine boy. Now he's the king of soul.
So now, ladies and gentlemen, it is star time. Are you ready for star time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business, man that's saying, I'll go crazy. Try me. You've got the power. If you want me, I don't mind. Bewildered. $1 million seller, lost someone. The very latest release, Night Train. Let's everybody shout and shimmy. Mr. Dynamite, the amazing Mr. Please Please himself, the star of the show, James Brown and the Famous Flame.
I feel all right. Yeah. You know I feel all right, children. Yeah. I feel all right.
Think of all the bad things I've done not to do. Come on, shoot.